Kit Schubert meets Kitchman. "I like your name," he said to Kit. "It reminds me of myself." "People want to have fun," he continued. "And to me, your name is really fun." They were standing at the porcelain water fountain in the Museum of Pain and Suffering. Kitchman asked Kit to repeat his name several times. It was so cute. All of the pain and suffering in this museum was on a different scale from their first occurrence. There was the annihilation of a people by smallpox, spinning on the platform of a musical box. The Spanish Inquisition was very petite, indeed, and made of jeweled sea glass. Auschwitz and Dachau and Belsen in finely painted Japanese snuff bottles. Little holographic Hiroshimas and Nagasakis. Kit tried to cup the mushroom clouds in his hands, but of course they disappear when you try to touch them. All of the pain and suffering was so cute and cathartic. Then Kitchman seemed delighted with something and called Kit over to see. An exquisite Victorian doll's house with little figurines undergoing psychoanalysis in miniature rooms, tastefully decorated with tiny African artifacts, Lilliputian analysts stroking their beards like the tips of watercolor brushes. Patients reclined on couches the size of 9-volt batteries, clearly suffering from traumatic events that had happened when they were little. And it was no small pain on their faces, painstakingly carved.